heard weekdays at 1 p.m. Stay tuned for the following programs coming up in this coming hour. First being Quantum Medicine with Dr. Kamal Kakai, followed by Food Sleuth, all here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned.
Welcome to this edition of Quantum Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Kamal Kakai, healinghealthservices.com. And today I want to further explore what is, meaning non-physical reality, as it relates to our health and just our perception of what is. So I'm going to start by making reference to a YouTube video, a TED talk of a neuroscientist, Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor, who is sharing her experience of having a stroke. So on a particular morning, she describes the loss of sensation that she was having and her inability to, you know, use numbers or do anything. But all of a sudden, her awareness of the edges of her body began to fade. And she was very conscious of being in this large, just field of love, you know, this vibrational field. And what had happened is she had a stroke that affected the left side of her brain. So basically it shut that down. Didn't kill her, obviously, but it shut that down. So she had, it changed her perception, totally shifted to what the right brain was capable of actually perceiving. And whatever other energetic blocks that go along with left brain three-dimensional functioning, you know, actually were removed. So she really had a high vibrational experience with her whole awareness being totally transformed and expanded. And of course, that moment changed her life. She survived her stroke, but it really impacted her work. And I forgot how many millions of people have watched that video, but that's had a profound impact on many. And I'm using that as a starting point today because it highlights the difference of perception between the left and right brain. Many of y'all have heard the left brain in the context of, you know, the left brain's critical faculty in terms of just breaking down and dissecting things, looking, trying to understand the whole from the parts. It's the kind of energy that works with science as it's, you know, experienced today, in terms of technology and engineering. And it's that left brain functioning that has so propelled Western culture forward in terms of this manipulation of external reality, of the environment, right? All of that comes out of a classical physics model where everything is material. So, of course, other cultures, maybe not so rooted in a left brain understanding of the world, because it's the left brain that kind of puts us at odds with each other and at odds with nature. And we'll certainly come back to that. But the flip side of that, or literally the flip side of the same coin, right, is that there's a qualitative aspect to the right brain in terms of the perception of energy, the perception of patterns, the perception of things more as a field than a particle, and the actual experience of that. You know, anybody that's an artist or is into music, you know, there's a place where the right brain kind of takes over with respect to what you're generating, because it's not all by the dots, you know, or in dancing, it's not all just step by step. You know, there's a whole pattern and energy. Now, this kind of qualitative approach, when calling qualitative physics, that is where we really want to explore, because that's where we move beyond the three-dimensional quantitative measurements, right? The measurements of blood gas, of chemicals, of your blood pressure. Not to say those things aren't important, but qualities of energy actually have an impact on all these quantitative measures, including length of life, right? And how you live your life. So we want to just explore that a little bit, because when we start talking about qualities of energy, we're always talking about frequency. We're always talking about vibration. So atoms are not solid, okay? We're all these stacks of atoms that are just kind of pushed together, but that doesn't make them more material. They're 99.999999, I can go on a bit, percent empty space, right? So matter is not a reference point when we start talking about qualities of energy. It should not be a reference point, right? We're going to see how it impacts material reality, but we don't want to start there. So we're talking about everything in frequency. That means that your emotions, your thoughts, all of those are vibrational states. They're frequencies that, according to your level of consciousness, you are able to read the code in the frequency. In the same way that our computers are set up to read different electronic signals so that it can create my voice or create a picture, right? Our brain, I don't even say our brains, right? As human beings, our ability to actually read what's out there, to pick up what's out there, to decode that, has a lot to do with, you know, to what degree we cultivate our ability to do that. And we all come in at different levels and have different childhood experiences that can affect our ability to perceive what's out there. Because there's perception that takes place beyond our five senses. All of y'all probably had the deja vu experiences, or just, you know, intuition, revelations, insights. Those are all have to do with the brain's ability to actually tap into, to decode what is, what's actually out there in terms of those thoughts and vibrations. So within this qualitative piece, you know, we want to just explore what are some of the different scales that we can look at. And I want to just start off by looking at the subatomic, because that's when we really get into the quantum field. And that's where the quantitative tools in terms of measuring that really begin to fall down, right? And now we're talking about what would be the best way to actually explore that. I would say it's through meditation and prayer, right? Because everything has a quantum reality, meaning everything has an atomic, a subatomic reality. And consciousness, your consciousness, the consciousness flowing through you, is capable of actually getting to that level and actually experiencing that. And this is something that, you know, is known in many other cultures in terms of what people's abilities and what people can do. When we talk about areas of distance healing using energy, we are talking about working at this level, right? And this is a level where laws of time and space tend to disappear. And I'm going to tell you about two. There are a few companies now that are working in terms of applications that actually harness this energy. And I'll give you their website out later. But on another level, we can now talk about the body from a frequency standpoint in terms of other subtle energies, where we're talking about chi, prana, right? The body's life force, you know, and then even lower than that, more physical, is just a whole electromagnetic field. And that has been well documented by scientists, you know, going back to the 50s, Yoshio Nakatani in Japan, Reinhold Volt in Germany, that actually demonstrated that acupuncture points are points of least resistance on the body's surface. So the body has a whole electrical grid. Then, of course, it has a whole electromagnetic grid. And I remember the first time when in my training, when we're taught to palpate what's called a PMI pulse, point of maximal impulse, where you put your hand on a person's chest, right, just under their left breast, and you're trying to feel where you can feel the heart beat right at the surface of the skeleton. And because that'll tell you whether the heart's enlarged, if it's too far over, or if it's a normal size. So again, that's a quantitative. What I was struck by is all of a sudden my whole hand and arm were enveloped in this energy. And it's literally the energy from the heart beating. And I don't even know if that's the right way to say it, but the heart is generating a whole electromagnetic field that's really I believe it's 500 times stronger than the one generated from the brain. So I became very aware that, wait a second, what is this? It wasn't quite like a magnet, but at the same time, it was something that was very palpable. Now, here's how the mind can play on you, because, you know, I looked around, nobody's talking about that. So I'm not going to necessarily say anything about it. And after a while, you just kind of ignore it, right? So, because that's not the focus, right? The focus is on seeing where that PMI point is, right? And so I've noticed in later years, if I wanted to actually experience that again, I would really have to take a minute to just shift myself to be able to experience that. So extrapolating from that is the idea that there are a lot of energies and things that we can be sensitive to, but unless we actually acknowledge, unless we acknowledge and work with it, it will begin to shut down. Now, that is something that, of course, is so true here. People that could have been music prodigies, right, if they weren't really developed or cultivated, or artists, if that's not cultivated, right, that does not develop. You know, they'll do studies where parts of the brain that are maybe associated with particular abilities, you know, those, you know, neurons will light up more in people that have cultivated something, let's say a musical skill in that particular area. But if you don't, you know, it's not really going to be that present. It becomes dormant. It goes to sleep. it's kind of like the nature of this plane. If you don't use it, you lose it. Whether we're talking about muscle mass or brain power or, you know, exploring different qualities and different aspects of yourself. So I think that piece is key when we start talking about qualities of energy. So along with these qualities, you want to look at it this way, right? Anything, all your thoughts, all your emotions, ideas, everything is in frequency. Everything is a vibration, right? So within that, you have what I'm calling harmonics. So you can have, you know, on one scale, the letter C, the note C, let's say in sound, but on another scale, it'll be the color green. It's the same kind of vibration, but it's at a different scale of energy. Now, within this, the highest scale has to do with love, and it has to do with unconditional love. One of my favorite topics, but we're going to take a break. This is Dr. Kukai talking on, speaking on quantum medicine here on WBAI, and we'll be right back. Greetings, WBAI listeners. This is Dr. Kamal Kukai, producer of Quantum Medicine. You know, life's journey affords us the opportunity to expand our awareness, to grow in understanding and wisdom. But remember, your brain is not your mind. You create mind space by the thoughts that you entertain and resonate with. In the same way that when you turn that dial on your radio, you are making a choice. You're making a choice to listen to WBAI. Here on WBAI, you get to listen to people who have dedicated themselves to sharing their gifts and insights with you. We want to help you grow your mind space with our unique programming. Help us generate the funds to cover this transmission of knowledge and insights. Nurture the station that nurtures you. Become a WBAI buddy. A regular monthly donation will help make a difference, and you'll have less pitching on radio and more programming. So give us a call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And hope to continue to see you in the metaverse. Greetings and welcome back to Quantum Medicine here with Dr. Kamal Kukai. So I'm talking about the whole qualitative aspect of physics, looking at the expression of energy in all its different forms, and the fact that everything is really in frequency, and that highest frequency that we have access to here is the frequency of unconditional love. Right, just love. And there's so much I could say about that. And this is where there's a wedding of the whole of the traditions that have really focused on raising consciousness and then the whole understanding of what is, meaning what has consciousness actually created in terms of all these different levels of energy matter organization, right? That is really key. And that is what's going to be unfolding within the health field. You know, I could say medical field, but it's really within the whole health field, because doctors to a large degree have shut off that right brain access, and relying on that kind of intuition and energy to appreciate what's happening with clients. They're not going to do bioenergetic scanning. They're going to do more quantitative measurements. When I know as the practitioner, just sitting with somebody and creating the space for them to reveal their energy and what's going on, that totally colors the whole transmission of information about what indeed is actually affecting these quantitative measurements, right? And of course, you know, regular allopathic medicine, looking at tissues and everything about what's happening, that's all well and good, and it's certainly important, but we need to go to a different level at what's behind the matter. What's the nature of the energetic expression? So from the consciousness end now, and talking about this qualitative piece, one of the big things is a distinction between you as a human and you as a spiritual divine being that has access to a higher consciousness, right? And if you don't even accept that that's a reality, then in part, you further shut yourself off from that. Or if you see it as being something outside of yourself, right, you are kind of missing the boat in terms of the possibilities for you to expand and receive, because then everything is a miracle, right? That's something beyond what you can actually do. And, you know, I give the example I might have cited on other radio programs. There's a miracle in Manchester, in San Diego, a high school student with brain cancer that, well, he was getting worse. He only had a 5% chance of surviving. But the whole school got together, and with the intention that comes along with consciousness, right? They got together with him in the center. They all had red on, and they all extended their hand to him in a prayer for him to heal. So they created a vibrational field there. And guess what? That tumor dissolved, and 10 years later, they're doing the special, you know, I think there's a documentary, and he goes to hospitals and gives iPads out to kids, you know, that are receiving, you know, chemo and radiation. But hey, my point is, well, what happened? You know, how did that go down? Isn't that something worthy of exploration? We have the actual tools now to begin to measure subtle energy fields. You know, I cited the experiment, the water memory experiment of Dr. Luc Montagnier, the Nobel Prize laureate, who, you know, when you start talking about frequency, you can digitize frequency. You can digitize frequency, and from there, if you can digitize it, you can send that, you know, in any number of directions through the internet or whatever. That's another story, but I'm trying to just get back to the piece of qualities of energy and looking at this from the consciousness standpoint in terms of what you can tap into. So the major problem facing humanity right now is that when you're in a lower vibrational state, especially when you see yourself as a victim, and you see yourself not being able to do something, or you see yourself, you're so clear that you're different and separate from somebody else, right? And that within that, hatred develops and all kind of other energies. So from the consciousness standpoint, from that deepest well of where the source energy comes from, right? Basically, we're all connected, you know, we're all just different expressions of the same energy, except that we don't have the ability to resonate and vibrate at a level where we can decode those frequencies and realize, oh, this is all about love. This is all about peace and joy and beauty. We're not there. So at that lower state, what are we going to do? We're going to hurt each other. We're going to fight. We're going to point fingers. We're going to do all the things that just take us away from that temporarily. It's still moving in a particular way, but people have to experience that to know that that's not the way. So when I think about the present conflicts going on around the world, and we just have to understand there's always going to be these kind of wars and conflicts that have gone on for thousands of years, empire after empire, because the level of consciousness of human beings is such that it cannot resonate at that heart level of just compassion and the ultimate truth about who and what we are. So what you don't want to do is get into a situation where you lower your vibration to hate, to point fingers, to do this and that, understanding that the people that are doing these things are just, they're teenagers. They haven't grown. They have adult bodies, quote unquote, adult left brain minds, but they're not at a place to really, you know, realize what they're doing. It almost sounds biblical. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But I mean, there's so much truth in that. It doesn't mean that you can't share your love on whatever level, right? But you don't want to now victimize yourself and like then lower your vibration. No, you want to send more love out there because that's what's needed. And love can express itself in so many different ways. You can help in so many different ways to make a difference. So that's what I would share about that. And just looking at qualities of energy and continue to work on yourself so you can resonate and generate the highest possible quality of energy, right, to make a difference both around you and in understanding that we're living in a living organic bioenergetic field. So your intention, the vibration that you put out there, does make a difference. And the other day I was meditating with my group and we were sending energy out, you know, around all the people being affected by these different conflicts around the world. And I was so caught by the fact that I felt like I was now into a huge stream of energy that was being directed with the same intention. Like, oh, wow, we are not alone in putting this energy out of trying to raise the love vibration and just, you know, make people more aware of other options and realities to hurting and harming one another. And That was pretty amazing because, you know, we're never alone. But again, as I said at the beginning, if we don't tune into those faculties and use them, they will wither. So please, you want to continue to pray and meditate. And with that, let me just say, hey, WBAI listeners, if this kind of programming interests you, if the diversity of programming here a BAI interests you, please become a WBAI buddy, WBAI.org. You know, just check in, donate so that we can continue to share, you know, our particular gifts, you know, as producers, you know, to better inform you and help you on your journey. And to my listening audience, as always, I say, you know, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to share after 40 years of really medical practice and just the different insights and things that I have gained from working with people. And remember that consciousness wants to express itself through you as you. You are the one that you've been waiting for. Blessings, and I look forward to being with you next week. Take care.
Every guy. need to remember.
Hi, I'm David Kenny of Everything Old Is New Again. Every Sunday night at 10,